We are the latest generation of hackers. We grew up playing video games. We were the ones who looked for all the hidden items and figured out cheat codes. We saw what computers could do and thought, I think we can do more. We heard of hackers from mass media and thought, I want to know exactly how to do what they do. Even as these hackers were made out to be criminals, we still wanted to learn. We eventually found out that hacking is not evil, which settled better with our morals. We're here to share and educate. We are BaseNet Radio.
This is Slicko. I am your host, and with me today for episode one of BaseNet Radio is Silent Slade. Say hi, Silent Slade.
Hello, world.
DMAD usually would be on this show, even though this is only episode one. But we've been planning the show for quite some time, and DMAD's been...
Well, he's usually here. But,
yeah, he's usually here doing all the recordings when everything goes wrong and we're not able to record.
Due to half an inch of snow, however.
Yeah, Well, it was quite cold, and I can see why he doesn't want to leave, but...
Yeah, we'll have him in a couple weeks.
Yeah. On this show, we discuss lots of news in the tech and computer industries that we find interesting. Of course, this includes some Slashdot, some other well-known sources, but we do try to find news that's not in the spotlight. Any reproduction or retransmission of this material is encouraged. That's why this MP3 is available for download at our website, basenet.slicko.net. That's... BASENET dot SLICK, the number zero, dot NET. Now, before we go on to the first section, I would like to thank Binary Revolution and the members of the Digital Dog Pound for all their efforts in creating DDP Hack Radio. Thanks, guys. And now, what do you say, Slade, on to the first section?
All right, let's go. Let's head on to the news.
What do you got to us today, Slade?
Well, I guess we should start off, since it's our first episode, with some big news in the industry. What do you say we should start talking about Firefox?
Firefox, excellent.
Yeah, it's hitting big numbers now.
Really? How many downloads has it gotten
so
far?
Last time I checked, it was somewhere around the realm of 10 million.
Wow. That's not bad. I remember...
remember when
it
started
Wasn't it just like a few weeks ago when it was at 1 million?
1 million, 10 million... tie.
Yeah. Whatever it is, it's a lot, and it's making a difference. It's definitely putting a dent in the market share.
Yeah, so it's already got 10 million downloads. Probably more. It's probably close to 11 by the time we're going to air this.
Really? Yeah, probably. That's true. Well, it's going to be what? This is airing in
an hour and a half
yeah.
Or so? Anyway, yeah, so it's hitting 10 million. They also just launched Thunderbird on their website.
Yes, that hit 1.0 also. Well, it's been around. It wasn't just launched. It just hit 1.0.
1.0, well, yeah. They launched the 1.0 version. And man, was it hard to get the first day. It was almost as slow getting on their website like when Mozilla Firefox was first released, the 1.0.
Eesh. Okay. Wow.
I remember trying to get a theme for like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Just to find out that it was the old version and didn't work.
Yeah, well, you can take the old version and just change a line in the jar file and you're all set.
Yeah, but some things didn't work correctly for some reason.
Oh, that's odd. Oh, well.
Eh.
Yeah, this stream is very interesting at the moment. It seems to be from Soul Blazer.
Eh, well, it's just some classic music here for you.
Got
so anyway, now that Mozilla Firefox is released, a lot of the other companies are trying to, you know, up the ante with their own browsers.
Yeah, good luck.
I heard AOL is trying to launch their own browser now. Because no one will let you surf the internet like AOL will.
Oh, yeah. Because, you know, AOL, you just like... What does AOL do that makes it special?
You've got Link.
Oh, God. Oh, and I've also heard about they may be offering VoIP service, AOL Canada.
You've got voicemail.
Oh, that would be horrible. I would hate to pick up my phone
and hear that.
And hear, you've got voicemail before I even got to a dial tone. If it comes to the day where I actually try out a phone with AOL, I wouldn't purchase it myself. I would, of course, want to try something else.
Yeah, of course, you just want to see what it's like. You don't want
to... Oh, yeah. It would be horrible to pick up the phone. want to hear that.
I could just imagine what their customer service would be like. I wonder if they're going to give away free months of service for the phone as they would for their already crappy ISP service.
Well, you know what? They can't print out like millions of CDs and send them around for VoIP.
Print out cardboard phones.
Right. Put them in the little boxes that they have set up in pretty much every store you go into nowadays. I mean, where was it? We were at like a fast food place.
A Best Buy, a bookstore.
Oh, God.
You can probably find them in gas stations, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's really horrible.
I've seen them at a bank.
A bank. AOL CDs in a bank.
They were just sitting there, like next to the ATM.
That... Did you happen to go to that bank? Use that bank?
No, I was just using the ATM for the sake of using the ATM.
Okay, because that would be bad if, like, the money that you put into the bank...
Was going to AOL?
Yeah. That I would not throw any money into any bank like that.
It was somewhere out in Queens, so...
Okay.
If I go there again, I'll see if they still have it. Hope it was a joke. Anyway. Yeah, but not only AOL's launching browsers and VoIP servers. My God, AOL VoIP. Anyway.
Yeah.
Microsoft is also trying to up IE a little bit.
Really?
They're finally considering to add some tabbed browsing to the thing.
Tabbed browsing? That's amazing. I never heard of such a thing.
How
before.
Ingenious.
Internet Explorer.
You know what's going to kill me? I know there's going to be a lot of people that are going to say, wow, these are great.
Yeah, and they're going to think that
Microsoft's innovation. Genius. Oh. Anyway, so people are going to start thinking that Microsoft came up with the idea, you know.
Yeah, unfortunately. But then again, there's always people who think like that.
Some Sonic on the radio. Anyway.
Is this Sonic?
Sonic the Hedgehog, yeah.
Okay. Yep, Hedgehog 2. That's what the title of the stream says.
Yeah, so that's what I'm launching. I believe Netscape is getting revamped again as well, using some of the Mozilla code.
Yeah, I've been hearing some from Netscape recently, too. News.
And of course, the guys at Mozilla aren't done either. They're also launching they're working on a mini Mozilla browser for like handhelds and PAs and pocket PCs, too.
That's going to be fun.
That's good, because I don't want to resort to IE on my already vulnerable mobile smartphone or whatever.
Wow. I wouldn't want a phone that could run Windows-based code.
Windows CE on your phone. Yeah, this is an important phone call. Blue screen of death.
Yeah, trust me, when you're using your phone, the last thing you want to hear is, like, the sound right here. You definitely don't need that on your phone. It'd be like you're taking a call, and if your new VoIP cell phone service in the future is running Windows CE, it's going to be like you're talking to your friend, and then all of a sudden, connection disconnect.
Call dropped.
You know, they'll make like a fatal exception OE has occurred on your call to your friend. Yeah, who knows?
Please hang up and dial again.
Yeah, but actually, from what I've seen recently, recent trends have been proving that Linux has been doing much better in the embedded field.
That's true, yeah. You can put Linux on practically anything nowadays.
Yeah.
People have been so
creative. Well, it's not as portable as some operating systems.
But come on, I mean, you can create, like, you can take that stupid Roomba.
Oh, yeah.
Add an LCD monitor to it.
You can?
Yeah, I've seen
it. I haven't heard that. Wow, that's
pretty
cool.
Saw it on the web. It was a Roomba with an LCD screen on it and some other robotics add-ons.
That's definitely something. That's definitely something to Google for.
Yeah, I'll find the site and I'll bring it in next week. I remember seeing the little Roomba hack there.
Interesting. I know a lot of people are working on the iPod hacks, speaking of, like, hardware hacking.
Oh, yeah, there's some great iPod hacks. There's a lot of iPod hacks.
Well, actually, the iPod hacks are more firmware hacks.
Some of them are firmware. Some of them are... I believe there was another one recently where someone was thinking of setting it up so that you can download information off your computer wirelessly off the iPod.
That's a good one.
Making it possible for you to use your iPod for war dialing. Well, they haven't gotten that far yet, but if you can get it off your computer, you can get it off anyone's.
Wow. So war dialing...
War
driving?
Well, I guess war potting in this case.
War potting.
Because...
Okay, they added a Wi-Fi device to it.
You can add on a Wi-Fi device.
War dialing is... You got it.
Well, think about it. If you can go wireless with your iPod.
Yes.
To your computer.
Yes.
You can use it for, like, war driving purposes.
War driving, right. War dialing.
Not at the same time. You can also set it. There's so many hacks for the damn thing. You can do VoIP.
I was not thinking of that.
Think of how many things you can do with a wireless iPod. It's so small.
Well, you could do that with anything.
And it has, like, 40 gigs of space.
Yeah, that's true. It's
That's the ultimate sneaky device right there.
Yep.
Add a little camera, and the iPod Photos already probably going to have one of those add-ons.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it pretty much...
Apple's selling the next generation of spy gear.
You
right?
can change the images on the iPod. That's another hack. And, I mean, that's pretty much they already have an iPod Photo.
Right, yeah. And you have the ability to make cheap movies by just scrolling through them as a slideshow, too.
Yeah.
That was another interesting hack recently.
Yeah, they have a lot of fun stuff to do with that. I don't have one. What is this? I recognize this. Ah, Ninja Gaiden.
Oh,
or Gaiden,
wow.
However it's pronounced. I don't even know. Yeah, that's what happens when you read too many magazines or books and you don't actually listen to people. Then you don't know how to pronounce crap.
Well, there's not like there's a pronunciation key for old Nintendo games.
Yeah, especially when old Master System games have interesting phrases. Don't say it.
All right, I'll keep quiet.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've already covered the browser market, i.e. Mozilla and all that.
Is that more covered?
You know what I haven't heard from in a while?
What's that?
Opera.
Opera. I've heard about that recently. I forget what it was. But I did hear something. Maybe it was just mentioned in a Firefox article or something.
Yeah, like, as in three people use it.
Yeah.
Actually a lot of people do.
Just today in major news that made Slashdot is OpenOffice has a 2.0 preview release.
Oh.
Haven't tried it yet. Don't know how it is, but they claim to have better Microsoft Office compatibility, which is definitely a plus.
Yeah, especially so people don't have to rely on the $500 software.
Yeah, especially since, like, huge amount of... I mean, most Linux users need to have Microsoft Office compatibility, so...
For work or anything.
Right, true.
But I don't understand why Office costs so much when it's just simple. We've already had 1,000 versions of this software.
Well, I don't know.
I'm writing a document, and I mean, I can use Notepad for most of the stuff that they need you to do.
But before...
Except for maybe Excel.
Before Office, and I believe they still sell this today, I've heard... is my favorite oxymoron.
Oh, Microsoft Works.
Yes.
Oh, man. You know what's even better than that?
What's that?
Microsoft Works Suite.
Wow, I didn't even think of that one. Good one.
Yeah, I heard someone mentioning it today. I'm like, oh, man.
Wow.
That's really low.
Yeah, the Microsoft Works Suite. No, it doesn't.
If ever.
Yeah, if ever. Well, it did work. Microsoft has worked before.
So
but I think I have to give Microsoft credit in the only good thing they actually did. Basic.
Oh, wow, yeah.
They actually did that and made it easy for people to code. And it was just like, you didn't need to know much to make a simple loop printing your name, but it was still fun to do.
But the bad part is that a lot of people tried not to learn. And then when the program doesn't work, they have no clue what the hell they're doing. Which is bad.
That's true.
So if you know what you're doing and you want a quick fix just to do something simple,
right?
VB was really cool. You can just, you know, drag and drop your labels, da 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 da, hit the button,
no doubt
what you wanted to do.
No doubt it's no Unix shell, but
yeah, but
for the people back in the 80s, for the price, it was pretty good. Especially since it didn't need to be created into an executable at the time.
Right.
You could just run the .bass file and it'll be set.
Yeah, but nowadays it's like, I don't see the point.
Now it's Visual Basic.
.NET. Don't forget .NET.
God. Why are they pushing that so big, so much?
The .NET framework, because it lets you do other extensions. It has more compatibility with MySQL. Better for big business. Add more stuff. They pay more money.
Okay.
Oh, that whatever that was, got canned.
Yeah, you picked an interesting stream here.
Just something at random.
Yeah, if anybody wants to request a new stream for us, just send an email to basenet@slicko.net.
Because it seems that on Monday nights, they have no idea what they're doing.
Yeah, either that or it's just picking all the bad songs right now.
Well, Sonic wasn't so bad.
No, Sonic was all right. But, oh well. Not too worried about that.
That or we should just start creating our own music.
Yeah, I think if I could do just a simple, maybe like a two-part loop or something to go on for a half hour or a couple hours.
That would be nice and simple.
It would be all this weird changing music that we hear throw us off.
Instead of this like cutesy stuff.
This has got to be the beginning of video games turning into your like stuff that your kid could use. Let's see. Oh, yes, it is. Actually...
what is it?
Who is it who was talking about this game said it was good? No one I know. They were saying it recently. Super Mario RPG.
Oh my god. This is a Mario theme?
Yeah, this is a Mario song.
What happened to, you know...
What happened to Mario being an old Italian plumber stomping on Goombas? I mean, wow, that game changed. That was such a racist game originally. It was
racist. It had like
drug-related
issues. I mean, with the mushrooms and the flower power.
You get the flower power, and you're able to shoot fire.
Or you just chuck lighters at people.
Who knows what it what it was referring to?
What the inspiration was, but it's obviously induced by some sort of mushroom trip.
Yeah, too many shrooms for the programmers of that game.
It's just insane with the plumbing and the...
Wow.
And don't forget, I can stop bullets.
Yeah. And Nintendo, speaking of them, their newest thing, the...
Oh, the DS,
Dual screen, yes. Why in the hell did they put the screen one above the other?
I don't know.
I mean, you got two eyes, one's on the left, one's on the right. Wouldn't it make more logical sense to put the one screen on the left, one screen on the right? You know, even if you're not going for any special 3D effect or anything... Your visibility goes that way.
I figured they didn't want to, like, you know, have you split your vision line.
No, but you wouldn't.
I don't know. Don't look at me. I didn't create it.
I mean, sometimes I have two monitors on my box, and I'm able to use that without a problem.
No, sometimes one on the left, one on the right. Sometimes I have, like, three monitors up.
Yeah.
TV,
right?
My monitor, the laptop. You're like this when you're all right.
Exactly.
But you're moving left and right here. You know, your head moves left and right, but naturally.
Well,
it's pretty easily.
You mean your head doesn't move up and down naturally?
It does, but I'm already leaning down when I'm looking at my laptop.
Just making sure. Otherwise,
you
got a problem.
How much more down do they want me to go? In any case, so the only cool thing about the DS is that it has a touchscreen. The bad part is that it's so small.
Yeah.
Like, if you have, like, a big thumb, you just touch the whole screen. Like,
wow.
Think about it.
You need, like, a medical syringe-sized stylus in order to pinpoint what you want, I guess.
At least they're going to a different realm when it comes to setting it up. Because now you have one screen, you can have your menu and your options and so on. The other screen, you can have your, you know, Link stabbing it.
Oh, that's good. So you don't need to constantly be hit and select.
Switching weapons and stuff. You can just, you know, quickly touch the weapon you want to use and then continue playing.
Okay.
Well, at least they could do that. I don't know exactly what they're doing. I haven't picked the DS up too much yet. I'm sure it's a lot of fun.
I haven't touched the DS at all yet, honestly.
But the bad part is it has wireless, so you can play with your friends and things like that. But it's interfering with TVs, as you said?
That's what I heard. I forgot to save the link, but I did find somewhere that there was... that they were testing... I forget if it was what the website was. You know what? I'll try to find that really quick.
So what was it like? They were trying to test the DS capabilities, and they suddenly noticed that TV monitor is going out?
Yeah.
Is it sort of like when you hold a cell phone up to your monitor kind of thing?
I believe so.
That must totally suck.
Wow, my first guess, and that was the site. It was Hackaday.com.
Oh, yeah. Figures. Those guys have great stuff. Usually very hardware-related hacks, too. It's like old-school hacking.
I like that. Well, it's hacking. There's no old-school hacking. There's no new-school hacking.
You know,
it's hacking.
Before there was much to work with, people used to really, you know, they used to make their own boards. They used to make their own computers.
Yeah.
And then they wrote software for them.
Right.
So if you want to go for the oldest possible way of hacking, when it comes to, you know, computers, it would be hardware.
Okay, yes, it says here one hack a